All right, we live. Too Hard to Swallow podcast is damn. What is it? Goddamn! It's Saturday, October 24th. It's 9:52 p.m. Man, it be so much shit going on during the week, man. This shit is crazy. From the debates to Ice Cube to, it's so much shit. Stock market, it be so much shit. Man, as far as the election, you know, I'm encouraging everybody to go vote, and it look like people gonna be there in record numbers this time. The absentee ballots, I think they got 55 million absentee ballot voters, which is crazy they had that many. Like you say, Trump, Biden, they damn near the same person. One of my homeboys today was just saying, man, I think I'd rather vote for Kanye. Well, hey, but Trump, Biden, they damn near the same person in a way. It just, but Trump is more open and honest with his bullshit, and Biden then forgot majority of the bullshit he done did. So they still just. Damn, they're the same person. So, all these motherfuckers in cahoots together. You know how I'm a conspiracy theorist. Disclaimer. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Like the Ice Cube shit. People mad at Ice Cube for talking to Trump. I can see both sides of it. You know, I think Ice Cube is coming from a genuine place, and he really want to help his people. And what makes me think that is, he not running. He talking to, Ice Cube talking to everybody, anybody who will listen. He on everybody's show, everybody podcast, talking about this shit. I could have talked to Ice Cube if I wanted to. But he everywhere, talking to, so he not hiding. Most people, when they do fuck shit or sucker shit, they hide. Like when Jay-Z did that sucker shit with the NFL, he had a closed-off press conference. Only the people he liked it, the reporters he liked it, and journalists he liked could come in there and talk to him and ask questions. And he hadn't talked no more about the shit since because he knew he was doing some sucker shit. Cube, on the other hand, ain't doing it. Cube talking to every goddamn body and explaining himself to any and everybody. People I ain't never even heard of he talking to. Just to get that point across. Now, people looking at his lyrics and how he said, you know, how he believe in the nation principles, do for self, which you do. You, of course, that's the truth, but and they saying, well, why would he go to Trump asking him for some money and da-da-da this few days before the election? Why would you do that? I can see that side of it. Yeah, because that don't make much sense. But like he said, he talked to both sides. Of course, the Democrats not in power. So they said, hey, we'll wait. Just come back later. And Trump, who in, his people in power, and they said, oh, okay, we hear what you're saying. So I can see both sides of it now. It's been rumors saying that Ice Cube, him and his big three, the basketball league he got with other people, is being sued by a guy that's cool with Trump. And people, some people is saying that Ice Cube trying to get, you know, in the good graces of Trump, so Trump can talk to his buddy to drop this lawsuit. And if you look on social media, they constantly using Ice Cube name, Cube this, Cube Jared, where Trump's son posting a Photoshop picture of a Cube and 50, and Cube ain't saying nothing about it. So it do kind of draws a question, like, Cube ain't saying shit. He letting this shit go on. He ain't opening his mouth. Then, like you say, when D.L. Hughley posts something, then he jump on him. And he wasn't even saying nothing negative about him. He just was reposting an article about him. But these people are constantly using your name and da-da-da this. And then when the minute somebody say that you with them, you say, nah, that ain't how it is, but you ain't checking them on them. You know, we're using your name. And the reason could be because you probably do really have a lawsuit with Trump homeboy. You need Trump homeboy to get that shit away. So, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I kind of believe that shit. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I kind of do believe that shit. I believe Ice Cube is a great dude, a good, genuine dude. But I think he probably said, let me kill two birds with one stone. I am going to get together with some elite financial and economic advisors and come up with a great plan. And so he has done that. And he probably said at the same time, this is going to be the smoke screen where I can get holler at Trump a few days for the election. And, hey, I got to, get this lawsuit dropped. So you guys can do your Googles and research and see, that's the rumor that he got this lawsuit. And a lot of people that's in the entertainment industry, they had to do it. That's popular and famous and very successful. They had to do some kissing ass and sucking up and, they had to do some nasty shit a lot of times to get to that position. So Q is very successful. Believe you me, Q did some nasty shit like a Jay-Z did it. They done did some sucker nasty type shit, trust me, to get in that position. Because these other guys is probably more talented than them. But they didn't want to do that clown shit. And so they never made it. So 9 times out of 10, he sold out somewhere to get to where he had to be. And I think that, like I said, he's a great guy. But he probably do have a lawsuit going on. And he came up with a great plan. The contract to Black America is a great plan, and he using that as camouflage, like to get close to Trump and say, "Hey, I need you to ask your boy to drop this lawsuit," and in return, Trump now using him as a puppet, like, "Hey, with da 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 this, we gonna constantly use his name." Ice Cube support this and da 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 this, and he ain't saying nothing. And if they lose the election, he's probably still gonna get sued. and of course the contract to Black America, that'll be, hopefully Biden and Kamala pick it up. But we'll see. But overall, I do think he's a good guy. It's just sometimes you got to do stuff to get to where you wanna be. And it's just a classic example of that, I think. But, once again, thank you guys for listening. Go get the merch. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on it. Go get the merch. The link going to be in the description. Just click on the link in the description of this podcast to get the merch. thank you guys. Continue to listen to all my other episodes and really buy the merch. If you want to help out this podcast, buy the merch, get the merch. So yeah, let me get out of here. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Crudup Jr. Until next time.